Well, we have Sean Bass and David Maino. It's the sweet spot. Ready for action from 1 to 3. What is up, fellas?
Dudes.
What's up, bros? Real quick, if you want a book recommendation, Matt or Donovan, this is a nonfiction. This has nothing to do with satire or time travel. This is called The End of Everything, and it's about how civilizations end, like Thebes and other wars that have happened where certain, like, you know, pretty advanced civilizations, like the Aztecs, they thought, yeah, we're good, and then they get no help around them, and then somebody rolls in and just wipes them off the face of the earth.
That sounds badass.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's happened
sounds
like...
pretty scary.
It's happened like a handful of times throughout recorded history. Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty pretty interesting to see like what's going on like in the Middle East now. And yeah, it's a good read.
Is it the end of everything astrophysically speaking?
No, not astrophysically speaking.
Okay, because that also sounds
awesome. It's by Victor David Hansen.
Man, that's a different one, but I want to read this other one too.
How Wars Descend into Annihilation.
Okay.
The foreword by Chili Davis.
Right.
I was in the airport in Kansas City as we were walking to the to go outside and catch the ride share, and my wife said, "Did you realize that Arsenio Hall wrote a book?" And I went, "Okay, maybe that's next."
The Dog Pound.
I don't know. I don't know the name of it, but that's the one thing that will always grab me. If it's about their life and how they came up and how they got to where they are and all that, that always interests me.
Like the Jahlil White autobiography?
Yeah, that was good. That. Yeah, really good.
I liked it too. I thought it was very enjoyable.
Really good. So if I can't find any other book that interests me, it may go the Arsenio Hall route. I don't know.
I don't think there's people of a certain age that don't quite understand the hold that Arsenio Hall had over the late night scene for about 3 to 4 years.
Oh my gosh, man.
Late 80s, early 90s.
I'm in college. So every night, we are in front of the television. Even before going to party, we would watch Arsenio Hall and then go kick it.
And locally, it was on Channel 21.
That feels right.
UPN or something like that.
That feels right, yeah.
Because you had like Leno and you had Carson and Letterman. Like that's like traditional, but Arsenio was something different.
Yes, it was.
And the music, it was the great. Music on Arsenio was
just
awesome.
Right up my alley. And then when they tried to bring it back, it was so bad.
Yeah.
How could that same guy have such a show that was so bad?
I don't know.
It was.
But so was he a ratings casualty or what happened there? Because I've heard you guys talk about it, and I've heard how popular, and I think there's been, you watch a late night documentary, they always talk about Arsenio and how he was, you know, very popular with a certain demographic and age and everything.
Well, mine
just didn't feel like it didn't have, maybe not I'll, have staying power. It was
maybe I'll tell you in September after I read the book.
Okay.
It was something to do, if I remember loosely, like the affiliate wanted to carry somebody else and they pushed him back, and then the TV stations pulled out, and then when he tried to get back with them, they wouldn't go that route. I forget exactly what it was, but it ended up being like an access thing to where it just kind of fell off the vine.
And the president took him off the air.
Basically.
Yeah, I don't
Speaking
think that was Arsenio.
The music on that show, that one saxophone player he had on there became president eventually. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
All right, what's on the show today, fellas?
Kenny G.
No, not Kenny G.
President Kenny G.
President G. Yeah.
The State of the Union is like, before I get going, I'm going to play this for you.
All right, you got a little air sax going. Yes.